Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, enough wallowing. Let's talk about, because otherwise it was a phenomenal weekend. I mean, Tiger, that was an emotional story. Atlanta United with a big win in front of 72,000 fans. And how about them Braves?
Tiger didn't get that $10 million, though.
Oh, he'd be okay.
He didn't get that $10 million.
He wanted that win more.
He got 1.6. He's not crying.
No, nah, but $10 million ain't 1.6. That's a huge disparity. But I mean, yeah, you're right. He won. That's the most important thing from the day. He won.
And by the way, you know, I feel a little bit for Justin Rose because he won $10 million and everybody else went, huh? Oh yeah, oh yeah. Good for you. Now Tiger,
see, that's the guy you don't feel bad for because he got $10 million.
Just talk to me, and they're all going over. Tiger's even said that the party plane tonight. He took the party overnight red eye with the American team over to where are they playing? Spain, I think, for the Ryder Cup. And he basically said it was going to be a drunken party the whole way there. The Braves clinched the NL East. Right now, Tanitra just told you what happened yesterday with Lane Adams getting the game-winning home run and Lane Adams being the star and the Braves sweeping the Philadelphia Phillies. They've won five in a row. But we'll take you back to the day before. I'm Big Fox, the moment that the Braves became the NL East champions.
Out to left. Fittingly, Acuna. Ball game. The Braves are back. National League East champions in 2018. What an improbable season for the Atlanta Braves, who have punched their ticket into October.
Yeah, they have indeed. They wanted meaningful baseball in September. Guess what? They get meaningful baseball in October now for the Atlanta Braves. And Brian Snicker talking about whatever it is working.
Well, I say they got the it. I don't know what that is, but when the team has it, it's pretty cool. Can't manufacture it. You can't go out and put it together to create it. But when you're on a club that has that it factor, it's something. It's like you don't ever want the year to end.
Yeah. The good news is, year's not about to end, Hugh. The Braves are going off to the playoffs most likely now against either the LA Dodgers or the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, because Arizona was eliminated yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so.
Arizona was eliminated yesterday. So, yeah, this is exciting, man. This is what we were talking about. And a lot of people felt that this was going to be the case, that they were going to win the NL, and they're going into the playoffs, and they made it happen. I just thought the Braves would put up a little bit more of a fight than that. Excuse me. I thought the Phillies would put up a little bit more of a fight than that.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to come out to the
rolled over,
yeah,
right?
I don't think they rolled over. I just think that the momentum was in the Braves' favor in this case, and they couldn't get it done. But man, I tell you, it's a great feeling because I remember Friday night, all I got was tweets talking about how they clinched in the seventh inning and beyond. That was their staple, mm-hmm. And that's when they made it happen in the seventh inning and beyond.
Yeah, and they did it again on Saturday night. And they, you know, we were talking. Let's go back to that Cardinals series. Remember, we had serious concerns. The lead had dipped, and they were playing that final game going into the final game of the Cardinals series that afternoon affair. We said if they could just get one ahead of the Phillies, because you were saying it was going to come down to the final three games, and I was starting to agree with you.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be the case.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be the case, too, the way they were playing. They got the one win, and then once they got that first one against Philadelphia, it's like they relaxed. I don't know that the Phillies quit, but the Phillies saw it was really daunting, and the Braves just took advantage.
Momentum.
And man, I tell you what, that it factor kicked in. Now you got six games to go that don't matter, obviously, for the Braves. They have the day off today. They'll play in New York tomorrow and then finish the season in Philadelphia. And it sounds like, from just reading it, what Brian Snicker's planning to do, Hugh, is like with Lane Adams playing center field yesterday, is he's going to spot start rather than just, I'm not going to bench all my starters. I'm going to give one guy a chance. You know, Adam Duvall played yesterday. We'll give our guys a day off here and there over the last six
games. I think
games.
That's a smart way to do it. You don't want everybody off, man, because you still want to ride that wave of everybody still being in tune to what you need to get done.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't give everybody a day off. So I'm on board with that because that's the first thing that came to mind. After they clinched, I was like, okay, how are you going to handle the rest of these games?
Because mm-hmm.
you got, what, seven games left?
Six.
Six games left.
Yeah.
How are you going to handle the last six?
Right, and it's really kind of interesting from a pitching standpoint. I know that the scheduled starters for the Mets series beginning tomorrow are Tukey, Nuke, and Tehran. Now, if you think about that, Hugh, that's Tukey, who's not going to be a starter in the playoffs. And either Nuke or Tehran, I think the Nuke and Tehran starts are going to be
three or four
auditions for, because I think your first three are set. I think Nick Green was right. It's going to be Foltynewicz, Gausman, Sanchez, and then either
that
Nuke or Tehran.
So you got these guys pitching because they're not going to be a part of the three man. Well, the first three. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And to figure out who's going to be that fourth starter, I got my money on Nukem. I really do.
And it kind of depends, too, on where you're pitching and who you're pitching against, whether it's a lineup that hits left-handers well or, you know, what's, you know, like, Julio Tehran's history against these teams or in these parks. So, for my money, right now the Dodgers are a game and a half ahead of the Rockies. I don't know how anybody else feels. I want them to play the Dodgers. I just had this thing, because the Rockies, we went in, I don't know.
Wait a minute. Didn't the Dodgers kind of own you a little bit when they were here?
But I'd rather them play the Dodgers.
I'm trying to think. Didn't
weird
they
things
own
happen
you?
Up in altitude. I mean, I'll take my chances against the Dodgers. I just think that's a it just feels like a better matchup to me for some reason. I don't know why. I'm not saying it's going to be easier. Maybe Colorado's easier. I don't know, Hugh. I'm just saying I just have this sense that, you know, it's just – I guess it would be – more in line with nobody expects you to do this, okay? So now you're playing the Dodgers. Now nobody expects you to do this, and let's go out and beat the Dodgers.
I would think that with it being the playoffs, I mean, all bets are off. It's a new season, and it's a different team. So it really doesn't matter who you play first, Colorado or the Dodgers. It really doesn't matter because now you're playing – It's almost like the slate's been wiped clean, John, and you're starting all over. And everybody, to be in this moment, the biggest thing that I could think of, you know, is that you're going to want to keep this going, keep that adulation going. So it doesn't really, I don't think it really matter who you play at this point. You're in. Bring whomever comes in front of you, play them. That's it. Let's get it done.
You know, one of the interesting things is that now the Braves probably aren't going to catch the Cubs. You can forget about the number one seed because they're four losses behind the Cubs with six games to go. So they're not going to catch the Cubs. So let's just say the Cubs are the number one seed, Hugh. And that brings the Cubs to playing the wild card team, which at the moment would be the wild card game would be between Milwaukee and St. Louis, though Colorado or L.A. could end up in the wild card game. I mean, because Colorado and L.A. are only separated by two wins. And they're only, you know, Colorado's only one back in the loss column. So it could be either of those teams. And what'll be interesting to see is the Braves are slightly ahead. They're one game ahead of the Dodgers in the race for this series. It's going to be, you know, the who's going to have home field, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like that almost doesn't matter. It's almost like some Braves fans would rather say, I don't really care if we have home field or not because we short of this five-game stretch they've been on.
You're better on the road.
Better on the road. And so, you know, maybe we just go away from home and play out there and take our chances out there.
I think a lot of Braves fans are just happy that you know, number one, you won the East and that you're in the playoffs. And they'll take it any way that it'll come.
All right,
because
I agree.
This is just the beginning. This is Alex Anthopoulos' first season here, and this is just the beginning. I think that's how they're looking at it. When you got the young arms in the farm system, and you're looking at all the deficiencies that this team has, and for them to have all those deficiencies and to still be able to make it to this point, I think they're looking at it like, hey, bring on whomever.
Well, not only that, but they're 9.5 games ahead in the division.
Yeah.
I mean, they're running away with this thing.
Yeah, and I think that nobody expected that because the biggest thing that we talked about at the beginning of the season is where is the power going to come from in this lineup?
Right.
That was huge. That's what everybody was talking about, how there was no power in this lineup. They did a pretty good job of manufacturing runs. They did a really good job of being resilient. And they did a phenomenal job of never giving up and being that team that in the seventh inning and beyond, that's when they really made their hay.
Well, the emergence of Ronald Acuña, obviously.
And, I mean, yeah, that goes without saying.
But also the emergence of other things too, of Johan Camargo, of a bench that was deeper, the Charlie Culbersons of the world that were so clutch all through the year that had, you know, the evolution of Dansby Swanson, who turned into a top-flight shortstop this year. No question, he was one of the best shortstops in Major League Baseball.
And the overall contribution of everybody. Mm-hmm. The overall contribution of everybody.
Yeah, and right, and suddenly the young starters that came up, and they put how many, what, nine? I think nine guys made their Major League debut. I have eight or nine that made their Major League debut on this pitching staff this year.
I think something like that. I think that number sounds about
right,
correct.
That sounds like a team that's like in last place and looking for something, not a team that won the division by nearly 10 games. Or who knows, they may win the division by 12. And yes, the division below them started to crumble a little bit, but they had something to do with that. You're going to go, well, nobody in the East may finish. Everybody else may finish below 500. Well, guess what? The Braves owned the East this year. They dominated the division. One of the reasons that the division had such a tough year is because the Braves kept beating up everybody. They beat up the Phillies. They beat up the Mets.
And
they
the
beat
Mets
up the Marlins.
Kind of just fell
they beat
off,
up
though.
The Nats.
I mean, but the Mets, it did kind of not taking anything away from what the Braves were able to accomplish. But the Nationals fell off. The Mets fell off. And the Phillies were a surprise, and they handled the Phillies. But that's what you look at, because a lot of people looked at the Mets like they were going to be somewhat contenders this year. And everybody thought that the Nationals were going to be the runaway favorites with the division.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen that way. Did not happen that way.
Well, now that we're at this point, I mean, everything else is gravy, right? I mean, everything else is gravy. You weren't supposed to win the East. You run away, you win the East, and now you're making the playoffs, which nobody had us doing at the beginning of the year. I would have taken above 500. And third or second this year as an improvement.
I don't even think a lot of people had them at 500. I don't think a lot of people anticipated them to be that good. So for them to exceed expectations the way that they did, I mean it right from this point on, John, I think that the players are looking at this like, we want to keep this going. We love this feeling of winning, because I'm pretty sure a lot of guys haven't felt that way in a long time.
Well, make no
mistake, a long time.
I want them to win the World Series. I mean, I want them to win it all. No, they're in the playoffs, as you said. You know, wipe that slate clean. Is it a daunting task? Sure. Can they get there? Yeah, it's the Cubs. It's the Dodgers.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible. They can win those series.
And they've been in series where, you know, they know that they have to play almost perfect baseball. They can't make mistakes. You know, you think about that Red Sox series and the mistakes that cost them and how the Boston Red Sox capitalized on it. I think they learned from those things. But, you know, anything can happen in the playoffs.
Right, and everybody says, well, you know, the Red Sox are going to beat you up. Wait, who says it's going to be the Red Sox? Remember, the Red Sox, not only do they have to play the Yankees, oh, they got the Yankees. All right, how about the Astros? Did you forget about the Astros, the defending world champions? They have a 100-win season. Nobody's talking about the Astros, the defending world champion, and their 100-win season again, which they'll have, because of everybody focused on the race in the American League East and nobody paying any attention to what's going on in the American League West. And by the way, the Astros are pretty darn good. So who knows? Maybe the World Series will be the Astros and the Braves. Bring them on. Chop on. How about this? This is great. Because otherwise, the weekend was fabulous.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.